This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. You've heard the expression, catch a lion by the tail? Well, in the Southern Colorado and Northern New Mexico skies, you can do that right now, at least metaphorically. The constellation Leo the Lion is prominent in our night sky right now. We've already talked about the very interesting and unusual star Regulus, located at the head of Leo the Lion, but today, let's talk about the other end, and the equally interesting star Denobola. Denobola is a shortened form of the Arabic phrase that means tail of the lion. So it makes perfect sense that Denobola is the fairly bright star that marks the opposite end from Regulus and is at the tip of the lion's tail. Denobola is located fairly close to the sun, just 36 light years away. That puts it in our neighborhood, astronomically speaking. It's not quite twice as large as our sun, but it burns with a brightness 12 times more luminous. So be glad it's not our sun or we would need SPF 1 million. Denobola is interesting for a couple of reasons. First, it's spinning so fast on its axis at almost 270,000 miles an hour that it's managed to flatten itself at the poles and it bulges out at the equator. Our own sun only spins at 4,500 miles per hour, about 1% as fast as Denobola. But there's also something interesting in what we don't see. Denobola is a fairly rare kind of star. It appears that the star is surrounded by orbiting clouds of cool dust. These disks of dirt are what you might expect to see in a planetary system in the process of giving birth to new planets. We haven't quite been able to see any baby planets orbiting Denobola right now, but it seems quite possible that we may be watching the birth pangs of a new solar system. So the story of Denobola is quite an interesting tale. If you'd like to take a closer look at Denobola or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.